तथा देहांतरम प्राची वीर स्त नमय सो दिस इज ए स्टेटमेंट बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड भगवान उवाच that you are not this body, the first instruction or spiritual understanding is to know that I am not this body. This is the beginning. The so-called yogis, they are exercising the body, studying the psychology of the mind by chance, by so many humbugs, but our philosophy is that we are not this body. Then what is the question of exercising the body and spiritual realization? If I am not this body, then how I can realize myself simply by some gymnastic process? So, this is the mistake. The Kurmis, Jnanis and the Yogis. The Kurmis, pretty worker, materialistic person, they want bodily comforts. Their only idea is how to get the best comfort of this body. This body means the senses. You have got eyes, ears, nose, mouth, tongue, hands, genitals, so many senses you have got. So as soon as we are in the bodily concept of life, immediately the necessity is for sensibility. But Krishna says to Arjuna that you are not this body. So therefore, my self-interest does not depend on my bodily comfort. They do not know this. Everyone at the present moment in this age, they are only businesses how to gratify the senses. The Western countries, they have got little information, but in India, there was cultivation of all kinds of philosophy. The atheist philosophy was there. Charvak Muni is the chief of the atheist class of philosophers. So he said, hedonism, the Western philosophy is hedonism. That eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. This philosophy. So long you have got this body, eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. The Charvak Muni also said like that. Dinam krityadhitam pije. In India, bodily enjoyment means first tongue. Tongue's enjoyment everywhere. Here also. Tongue's enjoyment. So, if we want to control our senses, therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, following the footsteps of previous acharya, he says that control your tongue. Control your tongue. And in the Bhagavata it is said, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Navhavet Jayam Indriyai. With our these blunt senses, we cannot understand Krishna. It is not possible. The senses are so imperfect that you cannot acquire any perfect knowledge, material or spiritual, by the senses. That is not possible. Even if you cannot know perfectly the affairs of this material world, just like we are studying the moon planet, the nearest planet. Besides this moon planet, there are millions and trillions of other planets. They cannot say anything. Because the senses are imperfect. How you can understand? I can see, say, up to 1 mile. But when there is question of millions and trillions of miles, how you can use your senses and have the perfect knowledge? So you cannot have any material knowledge perfectly by using these senses. What to speak of? God and spiritual knowledge. That is beyond, avang vanasa bhushya, beyond your concept. Therefore Shastra says, Atha sikrishna namadi navabhi grahyam indriyai. If you want to know God by mental speculation, that is frog philosophy, Dr. Frog, calculating Atlantic Ocean, sitting down in the well. This is called frog philosophy. You cannot understand. Then, how it is possible to understand? The next line is, Sevanamukhehi jivhado swayameva sphutam. If you employ your tongue in the service of the law, he will reveal himself to you. He will reveal. Revelation. So therefore, we have to control the tongue. What is the tongue's business? The tongue's business is test and vibrate. So you vibrate in service of the Lord, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna means, O Krishna, O the energy of the Lord, kindly engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna. It has no other meaning. O my Lord Krishna, and O the energy of Krishna, Radharani especially. Finally, both of you engage me in your service. As Narottam Thakur said, Haha Prabhu Nanda Suto Vrishabhanu Suta Dhruto. My Lord Krishna, you are well known as the son of Nanda Maharaj. And your eternal consort, Radharani, she is also known as the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. So both of you are here. Aha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Suta. Koruna Karahaya Iva. Now I have come to you. Please, both of you, be merciful upon. This is Hare Krishna. Be merciful upon me. Narottama Dasa kahe na kheliyo ranga par. You are lotus feet, young God. Don't neglect me or puja with your lotus feet. I think if Krishna kicks and puja that is all get from you. You see, he could not kiss with his lotus feet, well, but that is also great for us. What to speak of accepting? Just like when Krishna was kicking on the hood of the Kaliya. So, the Kaliya's wife prayed, my dear sir, I do not know this culprit, Kaliya, how he became so fortunate that his food is being kicked by you. Your touch of lotus feet, great great sages, centric personal, trying to meditate upon millions of years, but this Kaliya, I do not know. What did he do in his past life that is fortunate that his food is being kicked by you? So, this is our position, that we cannot understand Krishna by our mental regulation, limitation. That is not possible. We have to engage. Sevanokihi jivhado. Beginning from jiva, from tongue. Tongue is the greatest enemy. Enemy is the greatest friend of he who allow the tongue to do whatever it likes, smoking, drinking, eating meat and this and that, then it is your greatest enemy. And if you do not allow the tongue, you can control the tongue, then you can control all the senses. Automatically. Tar madde jivhavati lobhomai sudurumati tare jeta kothina samsar krishna baro dayamay kuriware jivhajar saprasad anna dilabhai sei prasad anna pao राधा कृष्ण गुणोगा प्रेमिका को चैतन्य द टांग शुड बी यूज ऑलवेज फॉर ग्लोरिफाइंग द सुप्रीम लॉ दैट इज आवर बिजनेस इज द टांग एंड द टांग शुड नॉट बी अलाउड टू एनीथिंग एक्सेप्ट कृष्ण प्रसाद देन यू बिकम लिबरेटेड simply by controlling the tongue. And if you allow the tongue to do anything, then it is very difficult. So the spiritual education, as Krishna says, begins when you understand that I am not this body, and satisfying the senses is not my business, because I am not this body. If I am not this body, why shall I bother myself to satisfy the body only? Body means the senses. This is the first thing. So the karmis, gyanis, yogis, they are all trying to satisfy the demands of the body. The kormis are directly doing that. Eat, drink, be merry and joy. That is their philosophy. Jnani is also, he's simply trying to understand that I am not this body. Neti, 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 neti. This is not, this is not, this is not, this is not. The yogis, they are also trying to come to the point of controlling the senses by bodily exercise. What is it? So their center of activity is body. Center of activity is body. And our philosophy begins that you are not this body. When they will pass their examination in studying this body, then they may be able to understand what is their function. But our philosophy begins that you are not this body. Postgraduate study. You are not this body. That is Krishna's instruction. We have seen so many big politicians and scholars in India. They write comments on Bhagavad Gita, but they write on this bodily concept of life. We have seen in our country the great leader, Mahatma Gandhi, his photo is in Bhagavad Gita. But what did he do throughout his whole life? The bodily concept. I am India. I am India. Nationalism means that's bodily concept of life. I am Indian. I am American. I am Canadian. But we are not this body. Then where is the question of I am Indian, I am American, I am Canadian? So they have no this knowledge, the bodily concept of life that absorbed and is still there, authority of Bhagavad Gita. Just see the fun. And Bhagavad Gita teaches in the beginning, you are not this world. And they are in the bodily concept of life, just try to understand what is their position. What they can understand Bhagavad Gita. If one is feeling that I belong to this nation, I belong to this family, I belong to this community, I belong to this cult, I belong to this, I belong to this religion, everything is bodily concept of Lord. The yogis, they are also trying to understand by bodily exercise. The gyanis also trying to know, understand fully that I am not this body. And the kormis, they cannot understand. They are as animals. The animals cannot understand that he is not body. Factually, the kormis, gyanis, yogis have a little maybe elevated than the animals, that's all. They are on the animal platform, but it is a little elevated. So I give this example, perhaps you heard it, that the dry side of this tomb. In India, they pass through on the open field. So, at the end of the day, because there is some sign, the upper side of this stool becomes dry. And the lower side is still moist. So somebody says, this side is very good. He does not know, it is stool after all. This side or that side. So these rascals, they are on the bodily concept of life and they are thinking that I am nationalist, I am yogi, I am this, I am that, I am that. This is the philosophy. So long you are in the bodily concept of life, you are no better than the animal. That is the Bhagavad philosophy. You are animal. Jashnātma buddhi kunape tridhātuke. Jashnātma buddhi kunape tridhātuke. Sadhik kalatra jishubhoma ijyadhi. Jatirtha buddhi salilena karhiti. Janesu avignesu saiva gokhala. So, gokhala means, go means cow, khala means ass, animal. So who is that? Jashnātma buddhi kunape tridhātu. This bad of tridhātu, kapha pitta bali. If one thinks that I am this body. And in body relation, because in body relation I have got my family, society, children, wife, country, and therefore they are mine. So this sattva buddhi kunapi tida sadhi. Sadhi means thinking they are mine. I am God. Sadhi kalatradishu. Kalatra means wife. Through wife we get children. We expand. The Sanskrit word is stri. St three means expands. I remain one. As soon as I get five, I get become two, then three, then four, then five, like that. That is called three. So, our expansion. These expansions, this material expansion, bodily expansion means ill. Janasya mohoyam ahangamameti. This illusion increases. That I am this body and in bodily relation, everything is mine. Ahangamama. Ahang means I and mama means mine. So long one shall remain in the bodily concept of life, his illusion will increase. It will never decrease. Therefore, the first instruction of Krishna to Arjuna, because if Arjuna would not have been in that position of illusion, that I am this body, and the other side, my brother, my grandfather, my nephews, they are all my relations. How can I kill? This is illusion. Therefore, to dissipate this illusion, darkness, Krishna begins the first lesson that you are not this body. Being nothing the thadi, kumara jubanangi, tathad dihantram prati. You have to change this body, as you have already changed. You have already changed. You are a baby, you change your body to child, you change your body to man, you change your body to youth, you change your body to old man. Now, after changes of, as you have already changed so many times, similarly, there is another change. You have to accept another body. Very simple logic. You have already changed. So, tatha dehantram prati dhirastatva namayati. So, don't be afraid that your nephews and grandfather or guru and teacher will die. They will not die. Change body. Yes. So, namayati, dhira. Dhira means sober, whose brain is nice, cool brain. One should not be bruised when there is change of body. But the point is, Krishna says that tathāt dihantram prāt, another change. That is, sober, when he is sober, he will think, then what kind of body I am going to get next? That is the problem. But these rascals, they do not know. Still, they are proud of their intelligence. He does not know for what kind of body he has come to this body and what he is going to get next body. They have no intelligence. In there, I said that suppose if you get next body, dog's body, they say, what is the harm? Yes? In, what is it called? Hawaii University. My student says like that. His student is being educated, but he doesn't care, even if he is going to become a dog. This is the education. This is the education. And their intelligence. Professor Kapowski said in Moscow, Kamiji, after finishing this body, everything is finished. This is his professor. And his student. So this is the position of so-called professors, students, university, all rascals. This is our chance. All rascals. Because they are in the bodily concept of life, and this body. and the body has no change. Body is changing, he's seeing actually in this life. He still, he luckily, that after changing this body, I'll get another body. It is very logical. Deina sinjathadehi kumarajubunanjira tathadehantrampa. Exactly in the same way, as you have changed so many times this body, I'll have to change. Therefore, one who is intelligent, he should try to understand that what kind of body I'm going to get next. That is it. But that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. What kind of body you can get. Jānti deva vṛtā devān kithrīn jānti kithrī vṛtā bhūte jā jānti bhūtāni mad jāgino pi jānti mā. If you want to go to the higher planetary system where demigods live for hundreds and thousands and millions of years, just like Brahma. Brahma is one day, you cannot call it calculate. So in higher practice system, you have got thousands and thousands of better facilities for sense gratification and duration of life, everything. Otherwise, why you call me if they want to go to the heavenly planet? So, Janti, Deva Pratak, Deva. So if you try to go to the higher planet system, you can go, Krishna Singh. There is process. Just like for going to the moon planet, one must be very expert in the karmakanda, creative activities. By karmakanda, you get by the resultant action of your past activity, you can be promoted to the moon planet. That is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But you cannot enter the moon planet by your this process. By force it shall go with this aeroplane and jets and Sputniks. That's not possible. Suppose if I have got a nice motor car in America, if I want to enter in another country forcibly, is it possible? No. You must get the passport, visa, you must get sanction from the government, then you can enter. Not because that you have got a very good car, you will be allowed. So, we cannot by force, this is foolish attempt, childish attempt. They cannot go. Therefore, nowadays they stop, they do not speak. They are realizing their failure. In this way, you cannot. So, but there is possibility you can go if you adopt the real process, you can be promoted. Similarly, you can go to the Bhikkhu Lokas by offering sadhas and pinda. You can go to the Bhikkhu Lokas. Similarly, you can remain in this loka. Bhutejya. Similarly, you can go back to home, back to college. So, who is intelligent? If you ask, what is the benefit by going to the planet, back to home, back to Godhead? That is assured in the Bhagavad Gita. Maam upetta kauntiya dukkhalayam mathasatam naplubanti. If you come to me, then you won't have to accept again this material body, which is full of miserable condition. You will remain in your spiritual body. So our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for allowing, elevating all living entities. Of course, it is not for all. It is very difficult. But anyone who has accepted this Krishna consciousness movement, if he follows the principle, then he is surely going to home, back to God. That is it. But if you deviate, If you become attracted by Maya, that is your business. But we are giving you information. This is the process, the simple process. Chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, be purified. We remain always liberated from material classes. Taptadeham, Mamupesa, Janma Kanma Medibam, Jujanati Krishna. If you simply try to understand Krishna, then Taptadeham, after quitting this body, Mami, he will come to me. So, this is our philosophy. It is very simple. And everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. You try to realize and preach this cult for the benefit of the whole world, then everyone will be happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.